So as the space around us settles into stillness and silence, inviting the body to settle into its seat, as if the body were a large sack of rice and every grain could just settle into its place. Inviting this body to rest and relax. And one way we can invite this relaxation is to soften. Inviting your palms to soften. And the arches of your feet. And even if your eyes are closed, inviting your eyes to soften. As though you were looking at a little innocent child. And letting the tongue relax away from the roof of the mouth. And all the muscles of the face which have been doing their work during the day to relax and release and let go. And catching the wave of your breathing. The breath of this next in-breath. And the breathing of this next out-breath. See if you can surrender any control of the process of breathing. Much as when you're asleep. Inviting the current of the breath to carry you much as the current of a river carries a boat. You don't have to paddle your boat. You can let the breathing just carry you. And if you're attentive, you'll notice how on the in-breath, the torso rises ever so gently. Then on the out-breath, the shoulders release and the abdomen falls. And perhaps there's a pause of stillness at the bottom of the out-breath. So there's this rhythm of movement and rest. Oscillating back and forth. At the very bottom of the out-breath, we can just wait and see when the next in-breath presents itself. And follow it all the way to the out-breath's conclusion. When we really drop into this rhythm, we call it shamatha, or calm abiding. So we'll share some silence. And if you like, the breath can be your focus. This gentle flow. And if the mind, the commentator, becomes active, we just allow that to be just the way it is. Just as we allow the breath to be just the way it is. So our meditation is less a doing than an allowing.